Classic Business. Wealth and investment.
Well, it's time for our wealth feature tonight, and we're talking stokvels, which are an integral part of many South Africans' lives. If harnessed correctly, stokvels could be the driver that South Africa needs to significantly enhance discretionary savings levels to bolster the economy. With over 11 million South Africans being members of stokvels, a total of 44 billion rand is collectively saved in 820,000 stokvels in South Africa annually. According to the National Stokvel Association of South Africa, the stokvel market is worth more than some of South Africa's largest businesses. Cesar Sekiro is head of retail investments at Nedbank. Cesar, thank you for joining us this evening. These numbers are astounding, but harnessing them must be quite difficult.
Hi there, and hi to your listeners as well. You're very right. It is very difficult to harness these numbers. It is also very difficult to get stokvels to bank and trust banks, because the perception has always been that banks just take from stokvels and give nothing back. And stokvels feel as if they can constitute themselves. I mean, they manage their stokvels as big as having 500 members, and they manage themselves pretty well. They manage their interest, they manage their penalty fees, they manage their contributions, and their biggest question is usually, why do I need a bank?
My experience with stokvels and seeing people that adhere to stokvels is that it's almost done with absolute vigor, and the and making sure that the broader grouping is looked after is almost a higher calling for many individuals. I see that Nedbank provides grocery and school supplier discounts to stokvel account holders. Would other banks follow a similar route? I mean, it seems like quite a good incentive for them to utilize your service.
100%. Stokvels are there in communities to provide support, to provide that kind of, you can lean on me, I'm your neighbor, I'm here for you. And that's the kind of, and there's also the social aspect of the getting together, right? And making sure that you're okay, your family's okay, and we're kind of in this together, because we say it's for this common goal. So Nedbank has then successfully launched a product that says, using and harnessing the power of the stokvel collective, we will then allow your money or enable your money to give you more. So you save with Nedbank and qualify for X amount of discounts. Last year alone, we gave up just over 500,000 rand in grocery vouchers back to stokvels who had saved with us. And we also gave each individual stokvel member discounts with the Edcon group, with a CNA, with a Jet and a Jet Mart, to then say, when you do go and buy those school supplies or grocery supplies, you actually save and your money can go further. So you finally have a bank that is not just taking your money and giving you what the interest that we do, that most stokvels don't even understand. They don't understand, what is this interest and what does it do for me? But here's a bank that's saying, we want to give you more. And I'm proud to say that Nedbank is the first bank to kind of approach stokvels differently and want to give back to them.
Cesar, how does education happen at stokvel member level? Is that something that you guys get involved with?
So 100%. What we do is we obviously allow the stokvel to constitute as a stokvel, first of all. So we don't get too involved in trying to tell them how to run their stokvels. However, because we do have a funeral benefit of 10,000 rand per member per month, and the premium for that is 20 rand per member per month, so heavily discounted, we then have those members' details, and we're able to communicate various offers and various educational information to the individual members as well as for leadership themselves.
Are you finding that there's more take-up then as far as stokvels are concerned, because you are proverbially trying to walk a path with them?
100%. So we have stokvels walking in and saying, we're a burial stokvel, for instance. Our biggest pain point is we've had 3 deaths in a space of 6 months, and we contribute only 200 rand to the stokvel. And we're then inevitably unable to fulfill on the promise to be a support system to our stokvel members. We then say as Nedbank, that risk is removed from you as the stock file. We take on that risk and we give you a guaranteed funeral benefit, where you know that for any stock file member who then passes away within obviously those waiting periods that we have, you will receive a guaranteed 10,000 rand for that member. So that alone has stock file saying, I want to bank with a bank that understands what it means to be a stock file member, what it means to want to be a support structure to my community and to the people around me.
Well, that was Sisa Sekiro, and she's the head of retail investments at Nedbank, talking stock files this evening. This is Classic 102.7.